Why change a good thing? Over the past decade or so, the married North Carolina couple Andrew Marlin and Emily France built a loyal following with their band Mandolin Orange. They put out 6 albums under that name, but for the latest, they made a big change. The band is now called Watch House.
We settled in for the winter, casting our lives, found a new star, and all of our remaining hours. Bundled up tight, placing our arms. Someday we'll be older. Our eyes may cry, look what's become. Me and my former.
That song is called New Star. It's off the album Watch House by the band of the same name. And the duo behind Watch House joins us now, Andrew Marlin, Emily Franz. Welcome back. It's good to speak with you again.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
And you know, the last time we spoke, it was 2019, and I introduced you as the duo behind Mandolin Orange. So why the name change?
The band name didn't really reflect the way our music sounds or have anything to do with it. It's really serious music, really emotional music, quiet music at times. And it just felt like there was a real dichotomy there.
The new name, Watch House, what does it mean to you? And Andrew, I want to direct that question to you because from what I can tell, it's a reference to a place that you went to when you were young or that was important to you at some point.
Yeah, it was just a little cabin out in the marsh in the Chesapeake Bay. And, you know, going there when I was like 14, 15, 16 years old with this close friend of mine and his family, there was a lot of growth that happened within this family. And I think especially at the Watch House, just being 2 miles offshore and really isolated, you know, there was no electricity or phones or anything like that, any television. So it's like you go out there and you really just were with the people you were with. And yeah, it was just a special place. And I feel like that's where I want people to feel like they can go when they listen to our music. Somewhere in their mind that they only allowed their closest friends and their most intimate thoughts to go, because that's where this music comes from.
Well, why don't we talk about the music then? Because I'm wondering how the name change has affected your sound, if at all. This is Better Way.
Leave it alone, leave it alone, leave it alone. I'm reminded, don't forget about the day. If I could go walk with you by my side, would you be so unkind, so unkind?
And I want to listen to actually how this song ends. In this song, I think is where I hear the biggest difference in your music. It's almost like a touch of psychedelic in there. What do you think about that? Is there also a sort of a shift you're making as musicians as well?
I think we're always shifting a bit, and we actually made this record before we ever decided to go through with the name change. So this was, you know, the naturally occurring evolution of the way our music sounds. And maybe it will change more in the future because we don't have any of the probably self-imposed limitations that we might have felt like we had before, or not even limitations, but just the expectations that we internalize even though we don't want to.
I'll be curious to see what the next record is. And then we can let you know what the name change, how the name change has affected how we approach making a record.
Well, you know, one of the things that hasn't changed is the way that your voices, both of your voices, blend together. That's still working really, really well. And I just want you to weigh in on that, if you could, whether or not you've evolved as a couple. I know you've had some big changes in your personal life as well, and how that might affect your music.
Yeah, we have a kid now, so that certainly changes the amount of time we have to play music and sing together. But that life change inspired so much of the music that's on this album. I think it's a much more hopeful album than a lot of the music we've made in the past. And it's always fun and extremely satisfying to sing together and hear the way our voices can make a chord together. That never really goes away.
Mm. Well, you are making music as a family. Emily mentioned your daughter, Ruby. She was born in 2018, and you do, you refer to her in New Star, which we heard already, and this is A Lonely Love Affair. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Lord, I've got a stranger in my house. She's guiding me on the tips of my toes, while the ghosts of my loved ones surround me and stare. It's a lonely love affair.
Andrew, you're saying that you have a stranger in your house, referring to your daughter there, I think, and that the ghosts of your loved ones surround you and stare. You're not really romanticizing parenthood at all in this song. Hmm. I just wonder what it was that you were trying to say.
It's actually the opposite. I'm the stranger. I felt that change that everyone says happens when you see your kid for the first time. And I didn't know how to be alone with my thoughts all of a sudden. You know, I didn't know how to be a songwriter and an individual. It was a really wild feeling, and it's something I'm still figuring out. I'm constantly asking myself, am I doing the right thing? You know, am I presenting the world to this kid in a positive way, you know, to where she can grow up and be the best person she can be? And so I think that's kind of what that song is saying, is that there's a loneliness that comes along with it, because no matter how I try to present the world outside, eventually she's going to experience it on her own. And it's never going to be as kind as I want it to be. You know, it's never going to be this perfect place for her to live, you know? And I think there is an inherent loneliness that comes along with that thought.
Well, when you put it that way, it actually makes me think to what I felt when I first became a parent, not recognizing myself. I didn't recognize the emotions that I suddenly felt, the good ones and the bad ones, you know, or the tough ones. Before I let you go, I want to hear one more song here. This is Beautiful Flowers.
Beautiful flowers in the morning dew. They're nothing without you. You flutter on by in a flash of color and you're gone. But we keep on rolling on. In 1885, when a man by the name of Ben put three wheels together and an engine too. Had no idea it could be the death of you.
Emily, this is one of those songs where you're out front, and I don't know if this is a stretch. You tell me if it is, but when I hear you in that song, I can't help but think of someone who is one of my musical heroes, Nancy Griffith, who died very recently, as I'm sure you know. And I just wonder if there's anything to that, if there was any influence in your music.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time listening to her music, especially in college, right around the time before Andrew and I met. And it was when I started to branch out of the strictly bluegrass world that I had been in up until then, and was seeking out women's voices and music that appealed to me in that acoustic sense, but that didn't follow, you know, the formulas of bluegrass. And I spent a ton of time listening to some of her CDs that I got at the old secondhand bookstore. And yeah, I guess I hadn't thought about that, but I can hear that too now that you mention it.
I will tell you one thing. Both of you have done just stunning versions of Boots of Spanish Leather by Bob Dylan.
That's actually was my introduction to her, was I had some kind of mix CD that had that song on it.
One silly way, my own true love, I am sailing away in the morning. Is there something I can sing you from across the sea? From the place where I'll be landing.
And then I went to her music from there.
So how are you feeling now? You've changed your name. You've got this new album out. We're trying to get rid of COVID in our lives. Are you optimistic about the future? Are you apprehensive? How are you feeling, both of you?
I'm feeling optimistic. I feel like, you know, especially, you know, in the work that we do, we have to find that optimism. But I think getting to tour and being a band with my wife is nice, you know, and like being able to carry my kid with me on the road, because it keeps the focus on family life. It keeps the focus on me as a individual, not always as an artist, you know? And I think that's very positive when going out in the world and continuing to put ourselves out there, especially with this new name. And I'm excited to do that again, as especially as Ruby gets older, to go show her the world. You know, I mean, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think the more we can get back out there and be with each other, the more all of the anxieties that I've sort of learned to harbor within the walls of my own house dissipate. Every time we go out and play a show or are rehearsing with our band, suddenly I feel like a normal person again. So I'm really hopeful that many of us are going to start to get a lot of the sort of soul fuel that we've been missing little by little.
Emily Franz and Andrew Marlin, their band is now called Watch House. Formerly, you knew them as Mandolin Orange. We've got more information about their tour and the new album at hereandnow.org. Emily and Andrew, thank you so much for your time. It was fun.
Thank you for having us.
Good to talk.